The reopen America. Do you have a link to that, to the file, so I don't have to read it from this this monitor? The reopen America PDF file was put out yesterday by the Trump administration. Is just it is a monstrous disappointment. And I keep thinking that, okay, Don John of Manhattan has got to have some other plan other than this. There's got to be something other than what Scarf Lady and Fraud Fauci have come up with. But here's the plan. Proposed state or regional gating criteria. Now listen to what's it. I got it. This is straight out of the Fauci, Deborah Birx Scarf Lady, always wrong, never correct, deep state, vaccine hawking, useful, idiots, playbook. Symptoms, downward trajectory of influenza-like illnesses reported within a 14-day period. So right from the get-go, this is 14 more days of house arrest. The first freaking thing, 14 days of house arrest. Hey, Scarf Lady, when did the counting begin? Yesterday? Today? When does my 14 days of counting begin? If it begins today, April the 17th, that means that on April the 30th, on May the 1st, St. Joseph the Worker Day, May Day as it's called, what an irony. I mean, my gosh, folks. Do I have to point everything out? Yes, I do. Let that sink in. The plan goes into effect today. 14 days from today is the high holiday of Freemasons and Communists, May Day. You don't think there's some diabolical going on here? This plan was concocted in the bowels of hell. Let that sink in for just a moment. Minister Church, please. You're scaring the children. Little Regina was enjoying little Juliet. The first day of alleged freedom is May the 1st. The holy high day of communists. His Holiness of Blessed Memory, Pope Pius XII, to push back against communism that was raging across Europe, in 1953 declared May the 1st, St. Joseph the Worker Day. He intentionally picked May the 1st because the communist had picked May the 1st. There's a great sermon out there from I forget his name. The priest who has the southern accent drawl and talks like this. But why did the Masons choose May the 1st as their holy holiday? This is a story that goes all the way back to France. 1761. I still remember that sermon. I wish I had it. I'd play some of it for you. The communists chose May the 1st, though, as a celebration of solidarity workers. What does that mean? People that were impressed, forced into labor. That's what that means. And so His Holiness, a blessed memory, Pope Pius XII, knew that he needed to act. And so he wrote a papal bull declaring May the 1st, St. Joseph the Worker Day. gave a radio address and told the workers of Italy that today is a feast day. It's not a work day. It's a feast day. You will not participate with the communists. So right out the gun, first thing we get is May the 1st. Citizen. Citizen, you can move about the country as early as May Day. By the by, people have been sending me this ridiculous, stupid invite for this stupid Lady Gaga puke ga stay-at-home concert. You think these people aren't working this? Do you think these people aren't working this? The diabolicals, the demons, the Satanists aren't working this? One world get together at home. What's underneath the one world get together at home graphic? What does it say? Who is invited? Global citizen, you will sing! Global citizen. They're even using our language. You're not a human being anymore. You're a citizen now. You're a number. So under symptoms, downward trajectory of influenza-like illnesses reported within a 14-day period, downward trajectory of COVID-like syndromic cases reported within a 14-day period. Why 14 days? Why not 15? Because that wouldn't be May the 1st. Did Trump go along with this? Did he delay this announcement so that the clock could start ticking on April the 17th? Did the diabolical, the sinister fraud Fauci, who's going to have the blood of millions upon millions of mentally ill and sick Americans on his hands, many, many suicides, many, many more unemployed, if this little emperor is not dethroned, did Fauci pick? No, Mr. President, wait until Thursday. Let's do it Thursday. I will wager you when the books are written about this tragedy, this catastrophe, this coup, I will wager you that we'll find out, or our kids will find out, sometime in the future, Freedom of Information Act request, that someone in the bowels of the White House, in that task force, was a diabolical double agent, satanic double agent, who was insisting. He counted the days backwards from May the 1st. He knew what he was doing. Maybe they were building up to this the whole time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make the first day of freedom May the 1st. You ought to be scared to death now. You scared? You should be. If you've watched the video documentary, Out of Shadows, you know that demons, the demonically inspired and Satanists are working inside federal government. You can now see, they had a diabolical plan the whole time, didn't they? Let's move on, shall we? Cases. There's three things: symptoms, cases, hospitals, cases. Downward trajectory of documented cases within a 14-day period. Okay, well, if you're out there, if you're a useful idiot that has no symptoms and you want your state to go back to work, you got to do what the CDC says. Whatever you do, do not submit to a test voluntarily unless you have symptoms and you're scared. Or downward trajectory of positive tests as a percent of total tests within a 14-day period. Again, there's that 14 days. Hospitals treat all patients without crisis care and robust testing program in place for at-risk healthcare workers, including emergency antibody testing. They're building up a biological database and a biological stockpile of all of our DNA using this. Oh, gee, I wonder what they're going to do with it. State and local officials may need to tailor the application of these criteria to local circumstances. Blah, blah, blah. Additionally, Where appropriate, governors should work on a regional basis to satisfy these criteria and to progress through the phases outlined below. And then you get the phases. Core state preparedness responsibilities, testing and contact tracing, healthcare system capacity, plans, blah, blah, blah. All right, opening up America again, proposed phased approach. Scrolling down a little further, based on up-to-date data and readiness, mitigates risk of resurgence, protects the most vulnerable, implementable on a statewide or county-by-county basis at governor's discretion. By the by, this is Don John of Manhattan walking back his supreme ultimate authority in writing. He's walking back his supreme ultimate authority that he can command governors to do things in writing. I saw what some of you were chatting about in the chat room yesterday. I read it, even when you think I'm not looking at it. Some of the chatter that I saw yesterday, King Dude doesn't know what he's talking about. He can use the commerce, the power to regulate commerce, and he can do anything he wants. They're going to come in here like they did before. They're going to come in, they're going to get us. That's it, man. That's it. Game over, man. Game over.